For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Tool Time Auto is a full repair facility with experienced ASE-certified technicians who will keep your family's vehicles running smoothly. A neighborhood place trusted by so many. Tool Time Auto at the intersection of Route 70 and Whitesville Road in Toms River.
And we welcome you back here from the home of the Rams, Southern Regional High School, where Jackson, the visitor, went up top 7-0. They lead this one by a score of 7-6. Halftime here as these two A-South rivals going at one another. You know, Kevin remembered as getting ready for this game. These teams do have some history. Longtime Thanksgiving Day rivals and now division rivals. So there is certainly a history and rivalry between these two teams. And so far, you know, despite us not having, but if we could imagine the numbers in this one, statistically, Jackson has to be leading in just about every category, but yet on the scoreboard, just a one-point game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that is the one that counts. The Jaguars struggled early offensively, finally got things going on a nice drive, and then Glover with the big 40-yard run to get them on the board. But it really, the story of this game is the Jackson D totally dominating every aspect of the game except one play. And they let that one guy, you know, I think we'd all agree, the one guy you don't want to beat you if you're Jackson is Mike Gesicki, and the 6'6" wide receiver got himself open and made a play, and playmakers do that, and we have a one-point game at the half, a game that really Jackson, as you said, has completely dominated.
You know, the rest of the way for these teams before the state playoffs will start, Jackson, in this one at least, looking to lock up what would be a huge game next week, potentially against the Green Dragons of Brick. Both of the squads, Jackson and Brick, at 4-1 in the division. They are tied right now for first place. So if Jackson can hold on and win this one, they would go into that Brick game, depending on how Brick does against Lacey, with at least, Kevin, an opportunity to lock up potentially the A-South Championship. That game next week could be kind of for all the marbles.
Absolutely, and it would really be an unlikely championship game because I don't know of anyone who had Jackson and Brick rated atop this division going into the season. But it has been a topsy-turvy Class A South really from the beginning of the season as everyone has kind of knocked everyone off. And you have, as you said, two teams with one loss, I think three teams with two losses, and a Southern team with three losses, but obviously a team that on any given night can play with any of the teams in the division, and they're doing that tonight.
Brick with a big game tomorrow. I'm sure you guys talked about it in detail last night. Green Dragons will play at Lacey. The Lions licking their wounds a little bit after giving up the 62 points to Jackson. That really the key game in terms of the rest of the season for A South. Brick with that key injury to Carmen Scalfani. It's been up in the air a little bit. I think that's the easiest way to say it, whether or not he will play. Depending on probably the day and the person you talk to, it has been questionable to probable to unlikely, we've heard.
Well, here's what we know. We know he has not practiced this week. And Rob Dahl, the Brick coach, is, you know, what he has said so far is what he said earlier in the week. We are planning to have Carmen play on Saturday, and that's it. And there's no update, and this isn't the NFL where you get the daily updates on injuries. You know, my guess, if you were asking me, is that I don't think Scalfani will play tomorrow. And even if he does, the question is how effective will he be with that bad shoulder and that sore shoulder. But you know what? That's for tomorrow to worry about. But it is a huge game for Brick, because when Carmen left the game against Toms River North last week, they had a 28-7 lead. The Mariners scored a pair of touchdowns to make it 28-21. And really, Brick did not do anything offensively the rest of the game. Now, in fairness, they would now have a whole week with the backup quarterback to get a little more familiar with things if that's the plan for tomorrow than in the middle of the game. But, you know, we will see. As we said, you know, there is this scenario of both Jackson and Brick win that they will play next week at Brick for the A-South Championship. But, you know, not take any of those teams losing, you know, Jackson here tonight or Brick tomorrow, and it's a crapshoot.
I think one of the other interesting parts of that game will be how does Lacey react? You know, the Lions, who have been a bit beaten up the last couple of weeks. Still, however, though, Kevin, at 5-2, but I would think just confidence-wise, they got to say, hey, we need to win a football game to make sure we lock ourselves up a spot in South Jersey Group 4, always a very competitive bracket, and just for the sake of going out and playing some better football.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that anyone could see this coming, although I will say this. Lacey has not been a good defensive team at any point in time this year. We have, you know, you think of the Lions, and traditionally Coach Lou Priscilla puts out a squad that plays rugged defense. This has not been that kind of team really from the beginning of the season. It's just that it's really cracked the last couple of weeks. You know, the leak has turned out to like a typhoon here. And, you know, last week, obviously, you know, you score 44 points, you're supposed to win. They scored 44 and lost by 3 touchdowns. But still opportunities for the Lions. They have a outstanding offense anchored by their quarterback, Tom Kelly. And they'll have a lot of motivation, you know, to win this one tomorrow and keep themselves in position for the Class A South, or at least a piece of the Class A South title, and, of course, playoff positioning.
Yeah, certainly how things in A South, and there's so many different scenarios that could take place between tonight, tomorrow, and next week. Kind of the whole kicker to it all is if Jackson or Brick do lose this weekend, and then the other team that wins this weekend in that matchup loses in next week.
Correct.
You could have as many as 4 or 5 teams.
No, we figured legitimate a 4-way tie. If Jackson, as you said, one of these teams wins this weekend, and then. The loser beats the other one next week, so then those two teams would each have 2 losses. The Brick Memorial Toms River South winner tonight, and by the way, South leads that game 29-0 at the half. My goodness. So if South hangs on to win, and then they win next week against Toms River North, they will have 2 losses. And then, of course, you still have the who am I missing? Oh, and you have Lacey.
And Lacey.
If Lacey beats Brick tomorrow, if Brick's the team that loses this weekend and then wins next week. Lacey wins tomorrow, then Lacey wins their next conference game next week. You would have 4 teams with 2 losses. And by the way, we're not just making this up. That is something that conceivably could happen.
Yeah, it certainly would make for a fun last couple of weeks. And a lot of those teams will have to go all the way down to that Thanksgiving Day weekend to actually play their last conference game to determine how things do play out. We're at the half here with Southern trailing Jackson by a score of 7-6. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll bounce around with scorers from all around the shore. We'll give you as many updates as we can. We'll take a 2-minute break here. Again, it's Jackson 7 and Southern 6. Back row.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick is more than an Italian specialty market. It's also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria all rolled into one. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza.
Halftime here from the home of the Rams. Jackson leading Southern by a score of 7-6. Time to take a peek at our scoreboard from around the Shore Conference. All these coming via the Twitter route, and our good buddy Bob Batters at Bob_Batters covering everything at the Shore tonight for Shore Sports Network. Scott Stump with the weekend off. So here we go. St. John Vianney and Homedale right now tied at 7. That game is at the half. That a game out of Class A Central. It is Rumson on top of Monmouth Regional by a score of 14-0. Manalapan leading Toms River North 28-0. We told you this one before break. Toms River South on top of Brick Memorial 29-0. RBC all over Middletown South 27-7. And Middletown North leads Howell by a score of 35-14. Elsewhere around the shore, Jackson Liberty leading Point Borough 16-14. Point Beach on top of Keyport 21-0.
Matt, if you said these, I apologize. Rumson over Monmouth Regional. You did say that one?
Yep.
14th. How about the Central score?
Did not give that one.
Central leads Monsignor Donovan 20-6 at the half. Marlboro in search of its first win of the season, leading Perth Amboy 7-0 at halftime.
Keep an eye on all of the games during the course of the night tonight and pass scores along to you as quick as we possibly can. Programming note for you, Monmouth University football back on the air tomorrow on our AM stations, 1160 and 1310 a.m. That will be a game up at Sacred Heart University. Hawks getting back to work after a week off on the bye a week ago, trying to go above the 500 mark. They'll enter in to that game with the Pioneers at 4 o'clock. Myself, Eddie Acapinti, will start your broadcast right around 12:45 with the pregame show, kickoff set for 1 o'clock. Kevin, a whole lot of state playoff potential possibilities for us moving forward. Our schedule after next week becomes certainly interesting. We will look, obviously, for some all-shore-type matchups, of which there are potential to have certainly at least a couple in South Jersey Group 4. Might be looking at something like Toms River South and Lacey, that compound game. South Jersey Group 3 with Manasquan, Barnegat, Central, and Wall all still alive, those on the South Jersey side. So some pretty interesting things to keep an eye on. I'm sure you guys started to talk about it in a bit more detail last night, but this is certainly now the time where, you know, division races are very important, but for a lot of teams, their focus is figuring out a way to get themselves in to the postseason.
Absolutely, Matt. I think one of the interesting sections, and it's not a powerful one, but it could be just loaded with shore schools, a Central Jersey Group 4, where right now Brick has a huge lead as the top seed. Brick has 100 power points with a 5-2 record. Now remember, 8 games is all you play for the playoffs, and you will drop your lowest game in terms of power points earned. But right now, Brick with 100 power points. Nottingham sitting second at 77. Middletown South is third. Now, Middletown South has played one less game than those other teams. Burlington Township is fourth. Colts Neck is fifth. Neptune is sixth. Steinert, how about this one? West Windsor Plainsboro with a 1-6 record is in the eighth spot, which would be the final playoff position. However, they're only 2 points up on Jackson Liberty, and Jackson Liberty is winning their game tonight at half. So it's possible the Lions could even move up there. So you could have 5 of the 8 teams from the Shore Conference.
And a potential for a couple teams with losing records, which now is a distinct possibility in all the brackets. Things so spread out with that extra group where the you're not a fan.
You know what? I just feel like this. If you don't have a 500 record, you should not be in the playoffs. I don't care what the circumstances. The idea of just filling out to get 8 teams regardless, and you have the possibility right now of a West Windsor Plainsboro North team that could have 1 or 2 wins and get in the playoffs. To me, it's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, I would certainly tend to agree. Not necessarily what you're looking for in terms of postseason, but if you're among those teams thinking about, hey, we got a chance to get in, sometimes you never know. You could pull, obviously, a pretty monumental upset. Make for an interesting last couple of weeks, for sure, for all of these teams trying to get themselves in to the potential. Now, as I said, our schedule kind of up in the air. We will wait and see after next week what we will follow. We'll look for, obviously, teams in the area that will be playing at home on Friday night. We feel like we've got the potential for at least a couple of real good games in the first, hopefully the second round, and then that first weekend of December, the first full weekend of December, because Thanksgiving is so late, will be the state playoff championship weekend spread out over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. As always, you can listen to us on our Thursday night show and catch all of the up-to-date information on our brand-new website, shoresportsnetwork.com. We'll step out here and take a timeout. When we come back, get you set for the start of the second half. Referees making their way back onto the field. Teams should follow shortly. 2-minute pause with Jackson leading Southern 7-6. We're back with more high school football on our Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.